Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Today, I got one of my good friends, La Brea Shannon. I studied because we call La Brea, but I like her whole name together. La Brea Shannon. Say what's up,
boo. Damn, what's up, y'all?
What's your famous line?
What's going on?
What's going on? Like, she always say that. Don't ever want to fight. But yeah,
damn.
So
nobody want to fight me.
Shut up. Today's topic is rather debatable. Y'all know I always go against the grain and talk about shit that will forever be debatable. It's letting go. Letting go of someone, not friendship, not family member, but guys, and vice versa. You know, if you're letting go of a female, if you're letting go of a guy, it can be very hard. And I brought my girl in because she went through that recently. I've been through it plenty of times, and I just want a different person's feedback other than myself and my fans. So, yeah.
I'm here for it. What's up? I'm here. I'm ready to tell my story.
So you've been in a relationship, a long-term relationship. Tell me about it. How long was it?
It was some years, and it ain't end pretty well for me.
It didn't end well for you?
No.
What you mean? Okay, tell me.
I was down and stuck.
Okay, so he left you?
Yeah, pretty much.
He left you, okay. What did you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, why was it? Why did he leave you, you know?
I feel like I gave too much, and it wasn't reciprocated. And so when it was time to, like, when stuff started getting shaky and rocky, it was like I was that one that was always going to be there.
Okay, I get it. So you were convenient for this man, basically.
Pretty much.
He used up all that you gave. As long as you were giving, he was using it up. And like you said, reciprocity wasn't in place. Like, he was not giving you what you were giving him.
Yeah.
Which a lot of times is the case, you know. And that's on man and female side, you know what I mean? Like, I've been on both ends of that stick, like where I give a guy too much and then I get almost nothing at all, and then a guy will give me his everything, but that's not the one I want, you know? So it's like we all go through that. How did it get to...
I feel like at the moment in my life, I was very vulnerable.
You were vulnerable.
So my vulnerability gave in to some situations that probably wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And so because I was vulnerable, I was with it.
What were you vulnerable? Were you recovering from a previous relationship? Were you on drugs? Like, what was going on? How were you?
No drugs and nothing. It just was like, you know, like life, period. Like, you know, life.
So it was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Yeah.
He was your ear.
Yeah.
He was your shoulder.
My ear, my happy hour partner, my going out partner, my eating partner, my partner. Okay. I could just tell everything to you, and then stuff.
And that's how you fall in love. And as a woman, that's how you fall in love. Those are all of the ingredients to I'm falling for you.
Thanks.
Especially when you got a happy hour buddy. You got a happy hour buddy.
Happy hour buddy,
you know,
baby.
Yeah, from the Henny to the coffee.
Where are we going? What's going on? What's next? Like, it was everything was like in heavy rotation. Like, we was just vibing and, like, you know, and we was friends first. Like, before anything hit the fan, like, we was friends first. And then, you know, things went from A to B, whatever.
Yeah.
That's another story for another day. But
yeah, it happened. We can cover it next week.
I'll come back with the juice. I gotta take it slow.
I'll come back with the juice though. You'll come back with the juice? I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna interpret. She's from deep down in Baltimore. So she said she's gonna come back with the juice.
The tea.
We gotta stay in modern day for what they understand, okay?
I'll come back with the tea.
All right. Cool.
I know they want to hear the tea anyway.
So when he left you, okay, you was down or whatever. Okay, did you ever try to rekindle that?
Absolutely. I wanted to fight for what I love.
Even though you was the one giving everything, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it was, my heart definitely was involved. I'm not even going to say I gave everything, because he did give some aspect of the friendship, relationship type of situation. I'm going to say situationship.
Yeah,
let's use that word. I'm not even going to say, let's say situationship. So he did give some parts, but it was like, when things got rocky and got shaky, you know, you went left. I'm like, I thought we was in this together. Like, you know.
So did he ever, like, let me ask you this. He ever told you straight up, we're together?
No. But we was doing stuff.
Okay.
We was doing together stuff.
No,
that's why I said situationship.
No. Yeah. I definitely understand you. I asked you that because nowadays, even though this was back then, nowadays, That's what you kind of got to ask. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because guys will play that game.
Yeah.
They will play that game. Even we do. You know, we do too. But guys will play that game. They will do together shit with you.
Yeah.
And then still be talking about being single in the streets.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that hurts. That hurts. That hurts you as a female. Because here you thinking it's one thing. Because sometimes some things are better left unsaid. What's understood ain't got to be explained.
Exactly.
So that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Unspoken.
Yeah.
We are together.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't have to still be like, oh, we're official. It's a bit, you know what I'm saying? But that's a shame. Nowadays, you still have to.
Yeah.
So, where is he now?
I ain't been talking to him for
a while. Okay.
Like,
and the last time you tried to get back with him, how did you do that? Did you pop up on him?
No, I chilled out. I definitely chilled out.
Okay.
I've had my crazy days. Definitely chilled out.
Yes.
I mean, okay. this is like the low key me. Like, because I'm that one. Like you said, I jump out there.
Yeah.
But it's like, these past couple years, I'm like, all right, sure. Like, let some stuff ride. But, like, at the end of the day, it hurt me inside.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, because I'm maturing and I'm in my 30s,
yeah.
I'm trying to
yeah.
do things differently,
How
if that makes you? Sense. I'm 33.
All right, well, look, this situation definitely has, you know, revamped you, made
yeah.
you grow. I can tell even how you speak, how you handle certain situations, how when we're out sometimes, you tell me how to handle certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my big yeah. little friend. You know,
I love you.
She's 3'11", but
gosh.
She... No, what's your height?
You know I'm 4'11". Stop.
Oh, you're my bad. 4'11". My bad. I had to give her that one little foot. She's 4'11". She got a big personality, big voice. So a lot of people underestimate her, but this little motherfucker's a firecracker. When she's taken to that point, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, she cool. Cool as a motherfucking fan. Real laid back. And that's why that brings me to this. Did he leave you for somebody else?
Whew. And we went to rewind some stuff, if that's the case. Because, so what happened was, how we kind of got together was, whatever situation he was dealing with at the moment, because he probably was in a vulnerable state.
Mm-hmm.
I was available. I was around.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was going downhill. You know.
Okay, so when he met you, he was already on the outskirts
yeah.
with somebody else.
Yeah.
And he was telling you he was single.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And he was doing some single stuff. Like, let's be
Absolutely.
Very clear.
Just like he was doing together stuff.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
doing
so
stuff
yeah,
well.
He was doing
so
some single stuff.
You got too.
Yeah. Facts. Got. So yeah. And so I mean it was a thing. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like.
I can tell he made you feel good.
Yeah.
Real
like,
fast. He fell for him. You were vulnerable. He was trying to like. Basically, you were.
Rebound. I wouldn't make a decision without this man. Like.
Yeah.
It was like
oh,
a
damn.
Thing. So.
Yeah.
And then they was like, what, a soul tie, let's say?
Yeah. And how long did this go on?
Four years.
4 years?
Yeah.
I would have thought we were married.
4 years.
You're talking about you just thought he was your boyfriend. I would have thought we were engaged. Like, nobody just situationship for 4 years.
And so now
I can't even get past 4 months with a
and
goddamn
so now,
dude.
Yo.
God damn.
Yo, now it just messes up my relationships with men now.
Okay.
Because
okay.
it's like
your damage
yeah,
goods.
Yeah, facts. Like yeah. I'm a good person to be around people. I'm like, why do you want to be around me? Like what? Like
yeah.
what is it about me?
And look at you still questioning yourself. You've been like battered and scarred by
yeah.
that relationship. Because never are you ever supposed to question yourself why somebody want to be around
yes.
you. When I met you, I took to you, like because I out of all the bitches in the room and out of all you know whatever, like you know what I'm saying. Like you're funny. You have a genuine spirit and. All I do is make people laugh. That's my job. That's my career. And that's my social obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I make people laugh when I feel like they're sad. You made me laugh the whole day. You make me laugh every
wow.
time I'm around you. Like, you play a lot. Like,
wow.
you're really a good friend. And you just helped me move. You didn't have to do that. But if you move, I'm not going to help you. So
you
that's why I just want to be
better,
honest with you.
You better call a mover or something, baby.
I'm playing.
Baby, you
I'm
better
playing.
Call somebody.
I'm playing, baby. But nah, in all seriousness, you're a really, really good person. And you're a even better catch. So don't
Thanks,
ever ask that.
Thanks, friend.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga just fucked up. That's what it is. Like,
but I'm just saying, like, just like my relationships with people, men, more say, like when I'm trying to date or when I'm trying to like go out, like it just be like little things just tick me. I'm like, no, like every red flags. I'm
okay.
red flagging it.
So because you don't want you're red flagging it because you don't want the same thing to happen
yeah.
again, or you okay?
I'm red flagging because I don't want the same thing to happen again.
Okay.
And it's like, am I ready? Like I'm just red flagging everything. Like,
okay.
yeah, they did that. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't
mm-hmm.
want to like I don't want my insecurities to jump out of it either.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to, you know.
And it's very easy for that to happen.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know because he didn't do that. Whoever you're dating now, like he didn't do what. Yo did. You know what I'm saying? He's not him. So he can't pay for a mistake he didn't make.
Thanks.
You know, and So at the same time, you never want to give a guy too much because that's what you ended up doing. You ended up in the boat you were in. So like,
hurt people. That's a thing. That's a real thing.
Hurt people do hurt people. Yeah. You know, you're definitely right. That comes with family, friends, and whoever. Yes. But guys, they do it, and they do it subconsciously. Like, he don't even know. He's so busy trying to get over the girl that he was with that he made you fall in love and then ended up
going back, retracting. That's what he did.
So we ended up going back to her. Okay, they're together currently.
To my knowledge, yeah.
So you're still checking.
I ain't checking about
nothing. Hold up. I just caught you.
Baby, I ain't checking about a thing. To my knowledge, I don't know. Checking about a thing, baby. I promise you I ain't checking.
Let me stop a break. Get on.
I promise you I ain't checking about it.
So look, when you were trying to rekindle it, when you were trying to get reacquainted, just, you know, how was he?
You know how we as women do. We want that extra closure. Like, yo, is this what it is? Like, like for he didn't budge. Like, he didn't give me like he didn't give me what I was looking for. Like, no, just say that it's over. Like, just say it's he wouldn't give it.
Because he still wanted to have you for reserve, just in case Shorty fuck up again. Just in case he fuck up again, because he could have fucked up and she got tired of it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it could have been any type of situation. It could have been on her. It could have been on him. But I'm glad that he didn't, because he would have kept stringing you along and he would have been playing them games. And not saying that he never liked you, never loved you, whatever, because you too likable for somebody not to like you. You're like an everything type person. So it, not saying he didn't, but he was just in something else that he thought that he could get over with you.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that happened, because that taught you something and it taught him something too. You know what I mean? So is there anybody in the picture now? Because you said it affects your dating. Is there anybody in the picture, or you just don't think?
Yes, you already know.
Yeah, but they don't know.
I'm talking to somebody.
Guys, that means somebody. I'm just, you know. I mean. Because you're deep, deep Baltimore is seeping out of you. So, yeah. She talked to somebody. She talks to one person. So, you talked to one person?
Jess, what's going on?
I mean, all you niggas gonna be listening, so like, you might as well just come out and be like, "Hey, I'm talking to everybody."
I'm talking to her.
Yo, I'm talking to everybody. Gonna get big knocked out today.
Hey, I ain't sharing this, y'all.
Yeah. Oh no, you ain't got to share this, bitch. I'm sharing it. It's going up. I heart black effect. You know what I mean?
Yo, but yeah, I mean, I talked to somebody for real.
Okay. All right. How is your past relationship affecting that?
It affects it a lot.
It does. Like, how? Yeah. Let me know.
Because, like, the person that give, I mean, they'll meet me where I'm at, but it's like, I get scared. I back away. Like,
So you'll go in and then you get so scared.
I go in and not, yeah.
You won't jump.
And that's how it's going to have to take the
scared. You forbid yourself to be hurt. You refuse to get hurt again. What? So you just, but you
it's
know.
Like, I'm always, that's like, it's like some people be like, "You're a whole nigga." I'm like, "Why? What's that?" Mm-hmm. Like, you're not nobody's you playing with like me. Dude. Like,
you have these tendencies, just like men play with women or men lead women, and not even noticing. In hindsight, you're kind of doing the same thing that yo did to you. You won't go. How long have you been talking to this person, dating this person outside? Because talking to you is trash.
I mean, it's been a little minute now.
It's been a little minute. Yeah. What's a little minute? Yeah. Like, what's a Baltimore minute?
A Baltimore minute can be anything.
It definitely can. It can literally be 1 minute. It can be a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just keep it as a minute.
Dang. Say what?
A minute plus.
All right, a minute. Okay, so almost 2 minutes.
Almost two minutes or whatever.
Okay, cool. And do you feel yourself holding back?
Absolutely.
Okay, in what ways?
I mean, I'm guarded. Like, my heart is guarded at this moment. Like, ain't nobody.
Does he feel that? Does he see that?
I ain't never brought it to my attention. I just know where I'm at.
See, you're selfish. You're very selfish. You've been dealing with this guy for a Baltimore minute and a half, and you really, really are doing him like Ted was doing you. I'm just going to give him a name. I don't want you saying yo.
Ted.
So I'm going to say Ted. Yeah, how Ted
I'm really doing. Not, though, because...
You are.
I'm not.
You're not giving him your all, and he's
what's
giving
my all? What's my all?
I asked you your all, and you was like, yeah, like...
I'm still guarded at the end of the day, though. Like, I'm going to give it, but how long ago I ain't was giving
this?
It.
How long ago was this?
What, the past?
The first guy, the breakup.
That's been a minute too.
No, no. What's how long has it been? And we're not gonna keep doing that. How long?
Like 3 minutes.
So like 3 years. All right, cool. Damn. So it's been 3 years, and you still ain't get over that shit.
Oh no, it ain't. No, it ain't been 3 years, but
okay.
It feel like yeah.
It feels yeah. like a long ass. Yeah. Time. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Well, let's put it like this. How long do you expect for him to continue to give his all and you not reciprocate?
I don't even think he's giving his all.
You don't think so?
No.
He talking to other bitches or what?
Absolutely. The DMs be jumping.
Well, what does he do? Oh, so you be in his DMs?
I don't be in them, but they be in them.
Oh, they be in them. You don't be in them, but it's funny how you keep knowing shit.
I met him through the DMs, though.
Finding out.
I met him through the DMs.
You met him in the DMs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't even argue.
Can't argue with that.
But you know, you don't even seem upset about it. You seem like you okay with the DM business.
I mean, because I'm
you know what you're giving at the end of the day, and you know that he still has to be compensated for what you're lacking.
That's a plus. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you ever see yourself getting back with the ex? Like if that nigga was to drop that bitch right now and be like, look, I'm sorry. I'm giving myself to you. Like, honestly, I know I did you wrong, but I went back just to see if it will work and shit, because sometimes shit work like that. Prime example, just listen, I'm gonna bring it back. I was with Ashton's father. Mm-hmm. I was in love with one guy other than Ashton's father. In love. I didn't say I only loved one guy. I was in love mm-hmm. with one guy, right? That was my ex. Now, he came right after Rome. Now, I left him to go back to Rome to see if that's what I really wanted, because my baby was so young and I didn't want Ashton to grow up without the family dynamic, and right. then my parents were married, and then all that. Like, I wanted him to grow up like I grew up. And right. then with Rome, his mom died at 10, and then his dad, you know, being here, but being there at the same time, his stepmother, his grandmother's raising up everybody. I didn't want Ash to have that, you know, mm-hmm. not realizing that he doesn't have to have that. Mm-hmm. It can be a healthy co-parenting relationship. I went back. I doubled back, and I tried it, and I went back to him, and the nigga cheated on me in 72 hours. So I lost the wow. only guy who I felt like would give me his all wow. that I've ever had in my life, other than Wayne, you know. And then now is I went back, and the nigga cheated on me mm-hmm. with somebody that he worked with, Rome. So it's just like, yo, when I say Rome is taking me through a lot, like now he's my brother, but like yeah. he's taking me through a lot, you know what I mean? But sometimes people go back just to see that last. What if he was to do that? Would you believe that? Would you drop everything?
I would not. I gave okay. him way too much power the first go
over
round.
You.
Yeah, way too much.
Absolutely.
And like when it was over, I felt the power. I didn't have no power because I gave it all.
So you felt drained, I had to rebuild.
Like rebuilding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you got to go through that stage of rebuilding again.
By yourself. Yeah.
And then you trying to date other people or trying to talk to other people, see other people. Mm-hmm. That ain't a good situation.
So that's why you question yourself a lot. That's why you say, why do you
sometimes I don't even want to come out. I don't even want to go out with people. Like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I'm always good. Yeah, you go to happy hour. You can do that. But it's like, at the end of the day, I want to go home after that. Like, I don't even want to really be around people like that. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to guys, because I feel like I'm walking on pins and needles, if that makes sense. And
no,
I mean, nobody should feel that kind of way or be that kind of way. And not every guy is the same, let's be very clear. But because I'm in my rebuilding stage, in my rebuilding process, it takes time. I don't want to jump out of one thing and then jump into another thing. Because at the day, I'm still not going to be satisfied. Because at the day, I still have to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I jump out of one thing and get into another thing, when am I going to have time for me to see the things that I like, I don't like, you know, do stuff. I like going out by myself. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I'll go anywhere in this world by myself. I already travel by myself. Like, I'll get on a plane any day. People are like, you going? Yeah, I'm going by myself. Who you with?
Yeah, girl. When you was like, I'm going to LA this weekend. I was like, whoa, you like by myself? Who do you know out there? Nobody. I just don't get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a part of me getting to know who I am, what I like, what I don't like, rebuilding myself, because I was never always this way. So coming out of that relationship or that situationship, it took something from me. Like it took something. And so I had to pull back into myself.
Yeah.
And I never grew up with a family, like mother and father in the same house and all that stuff. So it's like I had to teach myself how to to be in a relationship or to deal with somebody. Because I had to deal with a lot of trial and error. So I feel like my last situation was a trial and it was an error to get me ready for something else. But something that I'm going to be able to trust, not question it. Not, you know, I don't want to question nobody. And
be with somebody and be insecure because you're not thinking about yourself. You know?
Facts. So I don't want to go through that. So I just take these moments. Like, I mean, like I said, I talk to somebody, but at the end of the day, I'm still rebuilding Bria, who Bria is. Mm-hmm. Like, and I can't put no time limit on that.
When you,
you know, I can't do that. Like, when I'm whole, because I'm not whole. Right. So when I'm whole and I can really, like, give myself to somebody, you know, completely, because I cannot give, because it's going to be half and half and half. I'm going to give you this piece of me. This, like, it's going to be divided up, and I don't want to do that to anybody. No. So right now I'm okay where I am. I like my friend. We good. Like, nothing comes in between any of that. He respect where I am. You know, we have little conversations here and there. Like, yo, you know, I say little stuff here and there.
Of course.
But you know.
Of course, cause you're Bria.
Yeah. So I mean, I say I'm not innocent. Like, you know, I love God and everything, but I have some mess ups, and I do some little stuff or whatever. Yeah. But you know. I ain't never gonna be out here embarrassing nobody, not like that. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't nobody gonna have to tell you nothing about me. You know what I'm saying? That's true. Right. That I can't say, that's true, if that makes sense.
No,
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I bumped into a little bump in the road, but I'm picking myself up. I'm picking the pieces up, and I'm just moving forward.
And at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
Thank you.
That's all you can do. And I wanna commend you for coming on here being so open. I had to pull some shit out of you, but you know what I'm saying? You never know who else is going through this shit. That's why I do this shit. You know, it's called Carefully Reckless for a reason. You know, we talk about shit that women don't want to open up about to other women, you know, because you don't want to look like this, or you don't want to be judged, or I never do that. And the same bitches that be coming on, like, I would never do that. Like, when people keep cheating, when we see these celebrities going through, like, for instance, Safari and Goddamn Erica, the amount of people in them fucking comments bashing this girl. And y'all going through the same shit for free at home. They getting paid for it. Nobody should go for it at all. Nobody should go through it. But who are you to sit behind your app, your free app, and talk about somebody that's going through the same shit that you went through, or you going through, or you're gonna go through? You know what I'm saying?
So how do you, like?
So I feel like we're supposed to learn from these motherfuckers, honestly, because they're willing to put their life online and shit. Cool, learn from that shit. I've been through it. I didn't handle it like they handle it, but shit, you never know. It's different strokes for different folks. What were you about to ask?
How you feel about the situation? You know, what's the guy name on Instagram? Justin LaBoy.
You don't get to ask me questions. And just like that, we came to the end of the episode. Say bye, Bria, because they're going to love you.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bitch, come on. They're going to love you just like they love me. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday, each and every hump day, and in my best deep pan voice. Peace.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.